I'm Lynn Neary. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, money coach Alvin Hall talks with us about college saving plans. But first, Memorial Day ushered in the traditional start of the summer season. But for a lot of kids, summer is not all fun in the sun. It also involves a seasonal rite of passage, looking for a summer job. And this year, young people are not the only ones hunting for work. Unemployment rates nationally are the highest they've been in 25 years. Jobs that used to be reserved for teenagers are now up for grabs by unemployed adults. In other words, the competition out there is fierce. Joining me now for more on the summer job turf war is Elmer Diaz. He's an outreach worker and youth advocate at the Latin American Youth Center in Washington, D.C., and Andrew Sum, professor of economics and director of the Center for Labor Market Studies at Northeastern University, and he joins us from his office. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me start with you, Elmer. I know you work with young people who are looking for jobs. What are they telling you? What are you hearing from kids on the street?
They're telling me that they're filling out so many applications, but they never get a phone call. They never get a first interview. They tell me that there's no jobs out there for them. But what I do is tell them to keep on applying as many as job applications as they can.
Now, is the problem that there are no jobs, or to what degree are you hearing that they're actually competing with older people, with adults?
Yes, because now with older people, they are more skilled. Their schedules are more flexible. And kids, they have after-school programs. They do recreational activities like sports. So then again, you're looking at adults who are already been around for a while, who have done the jobs, who have the experience, and then the youth just gets left without a job.
Adult wins out in
yes.
this one. Okay. Professor Sum, maybe you could give us the national perspective on this. Is this happening all over the country? Kids are having an especially hard time finding summer work. What are the numbers?
Many of the stories that we actually hear from young people out in our area and other areas are very similar to those that Elmer himself has been hearing. We estimate that this summer only about 30% of the nation's teens will likely be employed, which compares to, if you go back to the summer of 2000, where it was closer to, 46 or 47%. We've had back-to-back all-time record lows for summer employment rates for teens in the last few years. And so it's been difficult for teens in just about every age and gender and race ethnic group to find jobs. Although we do find that I think is important, Lynn, is that there is substantial variability across states and local labor markets in your ability to find work. For example, if you and I were growing up and working for work in large parts of the Midwest farm belt from Nebraska and Iowa on up, last summer we found 60 to 65% of those kids worked last summer. But if you were looking for work in California and large parts of the South and large parts of New York and D.C., we found only 25 to 30% of the kids working last summer. So there remains enormous geographic variability in the potential for young people to find work during the summer.
And what explains the geographic difference that you were talking about?
Part of it has to do with the fact that labor markets in those areas remain somewhat stronger than they did in other areas of the country. But then there's also a very powerful, what I call a work ethic environment in states, in which employers have always found that young people should work, strongly encourage them to work, and do hire them for a much greater array of jobs than is true in many of our other states across the country. So there's a whole different outlook on what you expect from young people, whether employers will outreach to them, and whether they'll employ them in a much wider array of jobs. So that it's not just that more kids are working, but you also find they're working in a much greater variety of jobs than is true today, where overwhelmingly teens find work in only three sectors: retail, fast food, entertainment, and accommodations. And very few young workers are able to find work in construction, manufacturing, transportation, utilities, government, and finance and the finance industries. So employers have increasingly shut out jobs from a growing number of positions.
And is it a fact that more experienced adults are applying for jobs that normally kids might go after?
That is true, Lynn, in a number of respects. One of the things that we've noted is that young workers are not only competing with teenagers with slightly older young adults, but a large number of adults 60 and older have come back in the labor market in the last 7 to 8 years. And many of the jobs that have been taken in the malls and in the grocery stores and the fast foods and even in construction are taken by older adults 60 plus. This year, Lynn, as well as last summer, what we find is College students, including those with degrees, have found it extremely difficult to obtain employment in a college-related field. As a result, they are also willing to take many of the jobs at the call centers and the malls and the waiting and waitressing jobs that normally would have gone to teens and to young adults in their early 20s.
So high school students are not only competing with adults, but they're competing with college students, just those who are just a few years older than they are.
That's correct.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Andrew Sum, professor of labor economics at Northeastern University, and Elmer Diaz, an outreach worker and youth advocate at the Latin American Youth Center here in Washington, D.C. And we're talking about the tough summer job market. Elmer Diaz, let me go back to you now. What kind of advice are you giving to some of these young people? How are you coaching them to approach the job interview or approach getting a job this summer?
Well, first thing we do in our center is we actually work on the resume. We do mock interviews, try to ask some questions that possible employers might ask the youth, and correct them if there's something that they're not saying, that if they're not speaking in a professional manner or they're not making eye contact, etc. We correct them and we give them advice on how to dress. If they don't have any dress clothes, we go out and provide that for them. And sometimes a method that I use, I actually go with them and I act like I'm the one that's going to get the job. And I tell them, watch how I go and approach the supervisor. And if the manager is not there, ask, may I speak with the manager? And then you can introduce yourself and tell them your name, tell them that what experiences you may have with that related job. For example, if it's at a clothing company, if you have that experience, tell them what have you done in a previous job.
I'm wondering, do you talk to the kids about possibly doing volunteer work that perhaps at this point they're not going to be able to earn money, but they're going to get some experience for the future in terms of getting jobs?
Always, and that's something they can add to their resumes, and that makes their resume look better, and they have a chance of getting to work somewhere. Someone's going to say, okay, they have volunteered these hours, so you know they're ready to have a real job.
Professor Sum, I'm wondering, given the economic situation and given that some of the people who these young folks are competing against, some of them may be supporting families, why is it so important for the young to get work in the summertime?
Actually, there's a number of reasons, Lynn. The work that we've been involved in now for some more than 20 years on tracking the influence of early work experience is that there is in among young adults a very strong factor that we call path dependency, which simply means that the more work I get when I'm 16 years old, the more likely I'm going to work when I'm 17 and each year thereafter. You also find that getting early work experience, particularly for disadvantaged youth, helps, we find, keep them in school, both summer and year-round work. They are less likely to drop out of school when they've been involved with jobs than when they're not employed. We also find, though, that the more work experience that you acquire when you're a young adult also allows you to command higher wages when you're at 19, 20, and 20 years old, as well as the fact that we find that teenagers and young adults are much more likely to receive training from their employer when they come to the job with a substantive set of work experience. So it's not just losing, you know, a work experience today, but lost work experience today generates longer-term, you know, losses for these young people. But there is one more thing I should have pointed out, Lynn, and I think Elmer would reinforce me on this, is that this summer, for the first time, and we've advocated this for many years, there is a summer jobs program for youth under the Workforce Investment Act. When the stimulus package was passed in the winter, $1.2 billion was set aside to help create year-round and summer jobs. This summer will be the first in 9 years we've had a summer jobs program. So any young person who comes from a low-income family should apply to their local workforce investment board to try to obtain jobs under the program between the ages of 15 and 24. And there will be, I estimate, approximately 500,000 such jobs available for young people this summer that were not there last summer. And so, again, I would say in casting your net as wide as you can, as Elmer suggested, I would suggest you make sure that you apply to your local workforce investment board and your city's programs that supplement that to see if you can find a job under one of their programs.
Andrew Sum is professor of labor economics and director of the Center for Labor Market Studies at Northeastern University. And Elmer Diaz is an outreach worker and youth advocate at the Latin American Youth Center here in Washington, D.C. Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.